All right, so today I'll talk about a study that I conducted as part of my dissertation project in 2011. And before I get into the nitty-gritty of it, I just want to give you an idea of what's going on right now in Kenya. So there's a report that came out in September with regard to HIV incidence and prevalence. And it's reported that there has been a substantial decrease, which was noted in Nairobi, in the Rift Valley, and also in the coastal province. However, in the Nyanza province, we are still wondering what is going on because they have had the high prevalence and incidence in that region for a very long time, and it looks like the numbers kind of slightly increased. So we are still asking ourselves questions about what is happening in that region and how can we help minimize HIV incidence and prevalence in that place. And I also want to make a note, even though the prevalence has gone down substantially, it has stabilized at very high levels. So there's still questions on what can we do to enhance prevention strategies in this region. Also, they looked at differences in rural and urban areas, and they found that HIV prevalence was high in urban areas than in rural areas. And then when they looked at demographic factors, they found that women who were ever widowed, they reported to have high HIV prevalence among people who are ages 15 to 64. So, you know, we've looked at this data and we are still questioning what is lacking? What is it that we're not looking at? And, you know, in my study, I wanted to look at an underlying issue, which is HIV stigma. And when you're thinking of Kenya, you have to also consider the cultural context. So we know that stigma is a socially constructed phenomenon that is very discrediting and may lead to ostracizing and rejection. And so in order to come up with interventions that are effective, it's important to understand primary context. And we talk about primary context, we're talking about the relationships between the individual and institutions like family members, churches, places of employment. So it's very difficult to look at an individual in silo, okay? Because within a cultural context in Kenya, you have to look at that connection. And in this primary context, it's where behavior indicative of stigma is expressed. So moving right along, I was interested in looking at felt stigma, which is an aspect of HIV stigma. And I was interested in this issue because Kenya, there are not so many studies looking at felt stigma. Those that are there that have looked at generalized stigma. And some of the definitions that I saw and I thought to just go with, they define felt stigma as the extent to which an individual self-stigmatizes based on what she perceives as attitudes and beliefs of others towards towards their HIV status. So some of the variables I wanted to look at, of course, felt stigma was an independent variable. I wanted to look at its impact on condom use, medication adherence, and disclosure of HIV status. Again, given the complexity of stigma in and of itself and the multidimensional aspect of it, I wanted to look at the theoretically related construct, which is depression, because the both of them are interrelated. And that's my questionnaire. It had 18 items. It was adapted from a validated questionnaire that had 11 items, and what I did, I added 7 items based on what the research has suggested as questions that should be asked in that particular context, and also having discussed this with individuals who've conducted research in Africa and also in the U.S. So this was a collaborative initiative with the African Medical Research Foundation and, of course, individuals at the Indiana University. It was cross-sectional in nature, and data was collected at the at a clinic, a voluntary counseling and testing clinic in a region in Nairobi, and it's deemed a low-income community. I had 377 participants, but I only analyzed 370 of them. The criteria for inclusion was, you know, male or female living with HIV, receiving care at that clinic, 18 years to 60 years, and of course, being from a socioeconomic background that is diverse. The demographic variables I was interested, I mean, the measures I was interested in, you know, demographic variables, age, gender, HIV characteristics, condom use, Of course, the HIV stigma measure. I also looked again at depression, which is also validated. The patient health question is a validated instrument that has been used in both Africa and in the United States. And then I had a general health rating where I wanted to ask participants what they thought of their overall health. And finally, I wanted to see if the participants were adhering to the instructions and the medication that they were prescribed. So I did descriptive analysis and logistic regression. So this one is kind of busy, but you can see some of it. I'm just going to give you like a quick rundown. The sample mean had a mean age of 37 years. There were 51% individuals who were married, 61% were female. The highest level of education for most of the participants was standard 4 to 8, which is a Kenyan system, and it's equivalent to grade 8 in the United States. And also high school was form 3 and 4, which is equivalent to grade 12 here in the U.S. And like I said, because the clinic was in a low-income community, about 49% were unemployed, and those employed only earned an average income of 2,000 to 4,000 Kenyan shillings, which is equivalent to 20 to 40 US dollars. In terms of the HIV-related characteristics, of course, all the participants were HIV positive with a median age of 3, median time of having of living with HIV 3 years. Predominant route of transmission was heterosexual intercourse. With regard to condom use, most men reported higher rates of condom use than women. And also when thinking about overall health status, you know, about 63% said they believed they were at the optimal health. In terms of disclosure, most females had only disclosed their status to their immediate family members, and then majority of the men had disclosed to their spouses. In terms of medication adherence, remember that this is self-reported information, so of course they will say they're all taking their medication, and I didn't have permission to counter-check this information with the hospital records. So yes, they all said they were taking their medication. I didn't realize this was moving along, sorry. And then in terms of HIV felt stigma and its impact, so I'll just give you a little background. I did a factor analysis on the felt stigma items, and four factors emerged, and they had 10 of the 18 items retained. And so out of those factors, I put them in the model, and I wanted to see what impact they would have on overall health, disclosure, condom use, and medication adherence. And so depression and personal life disrupted. So those who felt like their personal life was disrupted because of the way people were reacting to them or treating them, this significantly predicted an impact on their overall health. Individuals who felt that they were being stigmatized in the sense of being ostracized, it significantly predicted an impact on disclosure of the HIV status. And those who felt that they're being stigmatized in terms of people's attitudes, public attitudes towards them, and also their personal life being disrupted at home or at work, this significantly predicted an impact on medication adherence. So in the long run, basically what are we saying? Looking at this information, it's important that we enhance in that particular context the increase of uptake of condom use, especially among women, because most of them reported that they were not using condoms and they're also not disclosing to their sexual partners. And also find a way of minimizing social isolation, especially for individuals who were just newly diagnosed, given that HIV stigma is correlated with the initial diagnosis of HIV. Given the cultural context, it's very important to find a way to incorporate those cultural practices and find an avenue of figuring out how can that help minimize or limit HIV transmission. And remember, I said that in that context, the interconnectedness between the individual and his primary context, which is family, school, groups, friends, etc., it's important to them. So what kind of cultural thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, how can we incorporate them to help enhance the prevention strategies? Also, it's reported that social support is a buffer and helps minimize psychological distress. So it's important to enhance strategies that would improve social support in this particular group. And then with regard to HIV, you know, the dimensions that came out of the felt stigma instrument, it's important to look at felt stigma in general, first of all, to look at it with nuance, because we know that it's a complex and a very multidimensional construct. So how else can we measure this, and how can we minimize the impact of stigma on individuals who are HIV positive? So when we think about policy implication, there's a need to revise policies in place that identify high-risk populations from the general population, because this has driven stigma at a very high level, and individuals are very afraid of disclosing their status, and which has an impact also on their access to social support and, of course, the success of HIV prevention strategies. And again, this was a collaborative effort, so I want to just thank the African Medical Research Foundation, of course, my collaborators here in the United States, Indiana University, my research assistants, and all those individuals there, and of course, Ohio University for taking me on. Thank you. I look forward to your questions.